this show or friend of the show, my good buddy Dan Engelstad. We talked about it offline. The show's a good luck charm. He talked about it when he came on the show earlier. If we march, I'll talk to him again. And look, he's here. NEC Champions, the Mount. Coach, good talk to you, buddy.
Always good, man. And now, like we just said, every year now, and I need it. I'm superstitious, so we got to make that happen, boss man. And what a great moment for our guys, and just the whole year being so crazy. And I'm just super proud, man. I'm super proud to be the coach here.
Now, coach, man, let me tell you, buddy, I saw your team get better from last time we talked to now. I know you had a rough patch when you lost to FDU, but you guys recovered from that. And then you beat a Wagner team, which you lost two games to. And so you go into Wagner, they've been playing really well. So tell us about your team's mindset, knowing that, hey, it's a tournament time, it's a new day, we've gotten better, and going in there and playing Coach Mason's team there and beating those guys at their place.
Well, you got to go back to kind of where, how we got there. So the way that everything was set up this year was so different. So we played the back-to-back games. So one weekend, we sweep LIU and we're in first place in the league. Then, as you talked about, Wagner came in our building and just tough, physical, beat us up, got smoked in the first game, came back, had a really tough loss in the second game. It was a last possession game, and we're right there, lose both. And then you go from first to like fifth, sixth. So everything changes. It puts a lot of pressure on you versus FDU. And we actually, it was a darn good game played by both teams. We went to overtime, didn't have a very good overtime. And, we were down 10 in the second game versus them. And then we found a way to have our best half. And that's kind of been the message to our guys, is you just never stop. You never quit. You keep fighting because you don't know when your breakthrough can happen. And then through that run, and we had to do it all on the road. We haven't played a home game in a month now. And it's just, we got closer from it. We found ways to win, back against the wall, had to go on the road and win four in a row to even get into the tournament. And then to play Wagner, we knew the last time we played them, It was a dog fight. It was a great game. So we knew if we played well, we had a chance to win. And our guys just keep getting more confident and confident. And one thing we told them is that we're an elite defensive team. And that's in every defensive category. We're top 15 in the country in defensive points per game, our field goal efficiency, all of it. Like, we are an elite defensive team. We're a really big team. And we believe that that carries. We believe that that carries in these moments. And it has. And we were able to beat two really good offensive teams, and Wagner and Bryan, and it's because we locked up.
And you know what, coach, like you said, man, it's easy to give up during this year, man, or to say pack it in, because I watched the standings all year long, whether it be Mary Max up top, Bryan, LIU, FDU was up there for a while. You just never knew, because playing less games have been canceled. You just never knew. Like you said, always pressure. But your team rose up to the occasion, and I feel like, you kind of shortened your rotation as well, playing the guys who's playing, seven guys pretty much, and a lot of them over 30 minutes tonight, one guy 40 minutes tonight pretty much. So knowing your guys knew, they were still saying, hey, it's go time. There's no more tomorrow for us. We have to really embrace it day by day, win these games to get us to where we want to be. And seeing your young men take the challenge of going to be on the road, because we're on the road, it takes a mindset. You and I both know that. So see your guys do that for you, representing the Mount the way they did, man. Amazing to watch, man, and cheer for sure.
No, man, you just gave me goosebumps. I mean, the whole message the whole time is locked in and loose. Like keeping that mindset. Like, we're not coming in to, no moral victories. We're going to come fight and play as hard as we can. And that stems from our team leadership. Damian, our point guard, small in stature, but heart as big as, the biggest heart I've ever seen. And, just guys like that. And they just refused to give in. And I knew we were going to win the game. That was the message before even Bryan. I said, dude, you guys don't understand. Like, you've already done this. Like, you're built for this. Like, all you got to do is have fun, embrace the moment, lock into what you're supposed to do, and watch what happens. And, so we kept it loose, but also, I got a great coaching staff that is really focused in on the details of how we're going to get it done. And, when you get in those moments and the team gets behind, especially when it's supposed to be their moment because they had a great regular season, like, you can see them tense up a little bit, and that's when you got a shot to get them.
And watching that game, Dan, like, I was like, okay. They made a little run, but guess what? Your guys steadied the ship. They took the punch and they responded to that punch and got back going. And then a cat who we both know don't shoot those that well. We know we love him, but it's not his strong suit. But guess what that mad brother did? Swish, swish.
You do your homework, man. You're on it. And Yeah, you know what? Over these last couple of years, I coached him, and they haven't shot very good. They owed me a couple made free throws, man. So they were due. They were due. And you know what? No, but that's credit to them. They actually, both Malik and Nana, not great free throw percentage, but they work so hard at it, and they put so much time in. And you could even see it on their face. Like, there was a sense of calm to it, and they just stepped up and knocked them down. And that was the difference in the game at the end. Like, our guys stepped up and made the winning plays that we needed to make. And, you know, that's going to be part of their, you know, their legend here at the Mount. And then, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, I got really high character guys that put a lot of work in, because, you know, the game does reward work, and these guys do that.
And it's like I said, Dan, it's like, if you go do your work in the practice gym when you're by yourself, guess what? It paid off in that moment, because if you're not putting that work prior to that, you wouldn't felt the calm. Because I remember Shaq would say this about him: well, I make him when it counts. So I felt that for him. I say, oh yeah, we got this. The Mount got this. And I was confident of it. And look, I'm not impartial to who I cheer for. I'm not gonna lie about that. When I decide to cheer for somebody, I'm down. So you know, so it's like, yeah, I'm cheering for you guys. I want you to get back there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay. So I said, man, this brother got it. And the commentator is like, his percentage is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the brother got it. And he got the job done. I'm saying, and put a ticket for you guys, man. And did it on the road, which, because you guys campus sites, it's not neutral. So you actually up there in Rhode Island getting the job done.
Yeah, man. No, it was special. And then, you know, you talked about, you know, step up to make those plays, and then just to see the relief, and not just the relief, just all the emotion that comes out after you do get it done on the road. And the one thing about COVID this year, there were no fans, so it almost made it even more intimate with your teammates.
Yes.
Made it more intimate with your coaches. Like, there was the celebration was just so much more tight, and that's something we'll have forever. And, you know, you should see the way that this Mount community has rallied around this. Like, we came home yesterday, and they social distance, did what they had to do, but there was a parade through town. We came back to our campus, and a couple hundred people just waiting there for us. And, like, our guys feel like rock stars right now. Now, they got to be super smart and safe, but just, you know, they get to have that experience of what that is in a different way. But, you know, I'm super proud of these guys,
man. Dan, like you said, man, because this is a suspense for life, because this was a hard year, man, and to go through all those tests, all those protocols, and for it to pay off, because they had to buy into the protocols and buy into this whole mission we had, and look what happened for your guys. It all paid off when you went and won that championship and got pushed that ticket to the big dance, because guess what, now you have opportunity. We don't know who you're going to play, but guess what? You're in the dance. As long as you're in the mix, you have a chance.
And we're not just happy to show up now. You know me, and you know what we're trying to do here.
Oh, like, most definitely.
I didn't come to the dance just to be there for a day, man. Like, I don't care who it is. I mean, obviously, we got Gonzaga. They're pretty damn good. But we're going to mix it up, and we are big. Like, we can match up with size, and we defend, and like, we're going to fight, man. We're going to fight, and we want to make some noise in this thing, and that's the mindset. And when you got guys that are competitors that want to do that too. And, you know, you can just, it's so crazy, boss man. You've been around us a long time, and you've seen it. Like, even just winning it, like, our guys have a different sort of moxie and swagger to them.
Oh, yes.
They came back and they're dancing, and I'm like, what? You guys have been so, like, quiet. Like,
you know,
I'm a champ. And it's like, you know, Josh is out here dancing, and you know, and when you got to have that sort of like that little swagger to you, that excitement to do it. And now they've done it, man. I think, and you know, the fun part is, if everyone, I believe, I hope, pray that we can keep this group together and keep getting some really good players. And our guy Dakota from Georgia is going to be back and healthy. Like, we got a run set up for some time here now. Like, we got a run if we can keep this crew together. And I think they love each other and love the Mount. So I'm excited, not just for the immediate future, but for the long term too.
And Dan, as I tell my media friends, if you defend every night, you can win any game. You know, it's really make or miss in execution and defending energy. So if you're defending with energy and hustling, the make or miss part can help you. Because when you deal somebody with more talent, per se, if you can defend them like crazy, make it hard for them, make the shot difficult, they're missing and you're getting out and running and gunning, you got a chance. That's what I tell people all the time. That's why the people always misjudge the people who are the low major schools. No, they can win. All you got is one game, one day, right execution, defending like crazy, making them missing, getting out and do what you got to do, energy and effort. They can win. So I believe in you and your, because that length is something you can't coach and you can't teach length. You can't teach contesting shots with high hands. You can't teach that. You either have it or you don't. So I love your chances.
If you come to Indy and get my guys fired up, man, I'm ready to go. All right. I'm ready to go.
I would love to, man.
Bus, man, we tell our guys, man, at one point this year, I was joking. They looked at me like I was crazy. I said, man, if you put that round thing in that round thing, it's a pretty simple game. And, you know, for us, if we limit turnovers and don't throw the ball away and get you to play into our pace, like, you know, like I said, we're excited to compete against anybody at this point.
Yeah, buddy. And you know what, Dan, I'm going to tell you, man, today's my birthday, buddy. I'm 34 today. So I want to do this for you, buddy. I don't work on my birthday, but for you, man, I said, I'll do it for Dan. It's my birthday. I'll do it for Dan on my birthday. I sure will. I'll shoot.
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Enjoy it. And it's an honor to be on today. And like I said, you better think of me in the future because this is good luck for us, man. We started talking to you, started winning. So,
hey, buddy, hey, you got my word, buddy. I'm looking for you in the mount. Hey, in my bracket, I'm putting you in the mount, baby. I'll tell you, I'm not impartial. There are guys I like, and I'm going to cheer for them. I don't care.
Well, we're going to fight. We're going to fight, and we'll see where it goes. And at the end of the day, that's the message in this year and how crazy it's been. It's like, just keep fighting, man. You never know when that break happens. You never know. I mean, for us, we've gone through a couple of years of building here and it hasn't been easy. And, you know, a guy like Damian, Nana, Malik, like they were on the bottom end of this thing. Their first year, they didn't even get in the conference tournament. And now they're champions for life. And they were part of the building phase of this. And like, that's the coolest part of this whole thing is like to see those guys like just be champs. And now, we want more. Like, we want to be hungry, man. We're not satisfied. So, come on, man. I don't care who we play. Let's go lace them up and go get a W.
It's
so,
obvious, Dan.
I don't know what's going to happen, but, yeah, put us in the bracket. I'm going to go out there. Put us in the bracket.
No doubt. Hey, Dan. Hey, buddy. Thank you for your time. Hey, if you want me to zoom in and talk to your team, let me know. I will do it. I will get your team hyped up for you, baby. I'll put it all on up for them, man.
We'll get it out there, man. We'll make sure our people push this out. You know, I was conscientious this year. I didn't. You know, my thing is, like, I didn't want to do a whole lot of social media. I just wanted to work with these guys and get them there. And now let's put all this stuff out and let them know what the mount's about, baby. So we'll get this out there. It'll be fun.
Hey, buddy. Hey, thank you for your time, buddy. Thank you for joining me on my birthday today. I love it, man. 34 years old since then with you, my buddy. So, hey, I love it, man. You want a guy to love talking to, buddy. I'm definitely cheering for you, my guy.
Happy birthday.
See you, thanks, buddy. See you, man.
Bye.